1 of the Dream Blazing program. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm really excited to have you on this adventure with me. Over the next 10 to 14 days, depending on how fast you want to take this content, we're going to dig into what really matters to you and then help you ignite a path to your dreams, your goals, and your truest desires. The two tasks that you have to do today, yes, I said have to, and you'll understand why in a minute, are making the commitment to be a part of this program all the way through to the end, and to make sure that you celebrate what's happened for you in the last 12 months. We're going to be delivering this content to you in bite-sized chunks, so you don't ever have to feel overwhelmed like, oh my goodness, I just can't get all this handled, there's just too much, it's overwhelming. What we're going to do instead is feed you these little bits and pieces so that you have time to digest what's coming at you. For most people who are entrepreneurs just getting started or entrepreneurs who are just starting to plan, the idea of a plan can feel very overwhelming. My husband says plan is a four-letter word, if that gives you any idea. But like we say in The Secret Watch, the best gift that you can give is time and attention. And what better place to invest your time and attention than in planning for your life and your business? And I've said it before, your business is an extension of who you are. It's not who you are. And so as we go through the planning process for the next few days, you're going to see how what matters to you, both inside and outside of your business, really makes a difference in where you find and how you find success. I like to talk about defining success on your terms, and we do that through what I call the 5 key areas of success. They are faith, family, fortune, fitness, and freedom. Now, tomorrow we're going to take some time to kind of define those on your terms, because those words have lots of different meanings to people. And what really matters is what really matters to you. And that's what this whole program is designed to do. Take into account how you operate, how you like to work, what your goals and dreams are, what really matters to you, and put them into a framework that you can utilize for the next 12 months and beyond. Now, the neat thing about building a framework is that it leaves lots of wiggle room for you in case, oh, I don't know, life happens or something like that comes along, some out of the blue, something you couldn't possibly have planned for. You now have the space in this framework to be able to do what you want to do instead of being forced down an alleyway that you don't want to go into. I like to think of it like a jungle gym. You've seen those dome-shaped jungle gyms that kids climb on and crawl across and hang from and hide inside of. That's a framework. If the framework's not rigid enough, it collapses. So there has to be some structure. On the other hand, if it's too filled in and it's too rigid, there's not a lot you can do on it. I built this for myself because I needed a structure to help me navigate my year, but I needed it to have enough leeway and space and flexibility to allow me to be very creative and deal with what was coming at me in ways that big businesses don't necessarily have to deal with.
A big business has a plan, a 5-year, 20-year vision down the road that they can keep driving towards because they've got a lot of money to throw at a project and see it through to completion. Solopreneurs and micropreneurs like us don't generally have lots of money to just throw at something. We have to be very strategic, and when a new opportunity comes along, we can be very agile, where a big business has to get a committee and do a focus group and think and strategize and have all these people put their hands in the pie. We don't have that. We can be very nimble and say, yes, that's going to work for me, or no, that's not going to work for me. But the only way we're going to know yes or no is if we have a framework that guides us and says, this is what we're about. This is how we define success. This is how we'll know we've been successful for the last year if we stay true to what this framework has created for us. I developed it for myself. I've been using it for several years. I've had clients using it for the past 2 years with great success, and I'm very excited to have you on this journey with me.